This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of various development projects worth approximately 5,650 crore rupees at Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu this evening. The Prime Minister flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains and 1 passenger train. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the projects launched today are important for the future of Tamil Nadu.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Keralam today. The Prime Minister also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Dhivara Sabha in Kochi this morning. He also attended an NDA meet titled Vikasit Keralam with Modi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the present global energy crisis has once again proved the importance of becoming Atmanirbhar. The Lok Sabha rejected the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla by voice vote today. Replying to the discussion in the House, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said, "It is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition."
Under the Constitution, the position of the Speaker has been placed above party lines and is meant to function as a neutral mediator. Yet, questions are now being raised about the very person entrusted with this mediating role. For 75 years, both Houses of Parliament have strengthened the foundations of a democracy to great depths. Today, however, the opposition has raised a serious question mark over it.
Amid the noisy scenes, the Home Minister said the NDA government has never tried to suppress the voice of the opposition. He accused that the voice of the opposition was suppressed in 1975 when the entire opposition was thrown into jail during the emergency. Earlier participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of the BJP said the opposition brought the resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties. He said leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi should be careful about his words when he speaks abroad. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Mr. Gandhi accused that he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions. Anand Bhadoria of the Samajwadi Party said the opposition parties brought this resolution to protect the dignity of the chair of the Lok Sabha. After rejecting the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today shared with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov India's assessments on the West Asia conflict and related diplomatic efforts. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a good telecom with Mr. Lavrov. Both ministers also took stock of India-Russia bilateral cooperation agenda. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar held discussions with Vice President of the European Commission, Kaya Kallas, on the West Asia conflict and its repercussions. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said India's crude oil supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. She was addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. Rajesh Kumar Sinha, Special Secretary in Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, said presently 28 Indian flag vessels having 778 Indian seafarers are operating in the Persian Gulf. In Swiss Open Badminton 2026, H.S. Pranoy is scheduled for a high-stakes match against Japan's Koki Watanabe in the men's singles today, while Srikanth faces Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.